if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, like this, you say you do what?
Oh, if I bring my foot down, if I'm dreaming?
No, if you just walk, if you just do like that, you say, you do what?
Oh, I just come in and stomp my foot down there.
Mm-hmm. Right, or children do it. They go through the house like
oh, make a noise.
You say, don't do what?
Don't make that noise. Don't stomp and go on.
Okay. When you see a friend,
that was more wine, man.
When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, can I?
When you see a friend doing what?
Leaving a party alone, and you're leaving, you might say, can I?
Go with you, can I help you?
If you have a car and they don't, you might say,
can I take you?
To get a boat up on land, you'd have to tie a rope to it and
drag it up.
When your car's stuck in mud or snow, you'd have to get behind it and
push it.
Right, if you got in front of it, you'd
have to pull it.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say, I...
You have to carry a suitcase a long distance.
Yeah.
You say, instead of saying, I carried it, I don't mind you drink it up here, sister. Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about in this. Yeah, I'm gonna pay you for it.
I have to pay you if I can replace it.
Huh? Wait a minute, you left a little bit more left in there. Wait a minute, you left a little more in there. You left a corner in there. See that?
But if you want to get the idea that it was really heavy to carry, you might not say I carried it, you might say
I might not say I carried it. What I say is that if I'm going to hurt myself,
mm-hmm. You want somebody to know it's heavy.
Oh, ask somebody to help me. Carry it on over there. Mm-hmm. I said, somebody help me carry it.
Would you ever say maybe, I loved it?
I loved it over there, but... Yeah, that's a hard way of getting it over there. Loved it over there. Well, that's right. You could say, I loved it over there, but that's still a heavy way to say it.
If a child is reaching toward a fine piece of glass, or something valuable you don't want it to have, you tell him
not to bother it.
Or
don't you do it. Here's anything.
If you need a hammer, you might say to someone,
bring me a hammer.
As a child and playing hide and seek, the children have to run and hide. And then they have to run back and touch the
one to find.
What if someone's chasing you, if they found you, how's the one way you could keep from having to be it? You'd have to run and touch one.
Touch a tree.
Okay. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. You might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Or if you're fishing for trout, you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anyone.
If you say it to somebody, you might say, let's meet in town. Mm-hmm. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
If you're about to punish your child, he might say to you, please, me another.
Another time.
Or you might say, you might say, oh, please give me another.
Another time. Give me a second choice, a second time.
Okay. If a man is in a very good mood, you say he's in very good...
Very good man, very good husband, or what is it?
Okay.